This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. I hope you're having a great start to your day. Plenty of sunshine out there. A little chilly this morning, but I like when there's a little difference in the day. You get a little of that crisp air in the morning, warms up in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I like variety. I love wind. Give me wind.
You like wind?
Yeah, I love wind. It's my favorite nature feature.
What about it do you like?
The feeling of it. I don't know. I just love wind. I've never
you
met
spend a lot of time outdoors?
No.
Okay.
It's usually 73 degrees where I'm at.
Okay. I hate wind. It seems like whatever the last couple of years have been like living in parts of Texas, where you got to go pick up patio furniture and stuff.
Not that kind of wind. Just wind in general.
You like a breeze,
and I think would be a better way to put that. How about a heavy breeze? I like a heavy breeze.
You don't spend any time outside. I'm not really quite sure
well,
what enjoyment you're getting.
It's not windy enough. That's why I stay in.
Okay. Well, it's been plenty windy this spring. That much is for sure. Angela joins us from the YMCA each and every Friday. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Great day.
It is a great day.
I don't particularly care for wind, but I do like that it's sunny today, and I like breezes, no wind.
Yeah, a nice breeze. There's nothing wrong with that, especially like on a hot day. But the wind can make all the difference in the world. I got to tell you, I was watching last night the benefits of being uber wealthy, as Mark Wahlberg is. When he goes, there's this new reality series on HBO Max, which is really entertaining. But one of the things that he does is he takes his entire gym with him wherever he goes. So you go to London for 80 days to make a movie, and the entire gym goes with him, and he works out at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's stupid money. I can't understand that. Wow.
No, you would think that they literally rent, they literally have a hotel room or a suite that they just turn into a gym, and he's there with his whole entourage, and he's doing like pretty intense workouts, a lot of the stuff that we've done, during the YMCA or the WSO YMCA challenge. You know, it's kind of interesting to see how he gets into shape for these movies, but that's some dedication. And the thing is, he's dragging all these other guys in there with him at 2:30 in the morning, and they don't want to be there at all. But it's his schedule, and there's a lot of ribbing going on and some good-natured fun. But you would think that a hotel that Mark Wahlberg would be staying at in London would have a gym.
Well, yeah, but apparently not anything that he wants to do. Wow.
I mean, listen, all the power to you, I guess, if you can afford to do that. Most of us have much more humble lives, and we count on you having all the equipment at the YMCA so we don't have to.
That's right. I'm lucky there. I have a great job where I can stay in shape and get paid to do it.
Okay. Yes. But tell me about that, though, because, we've had these conversations before. Even though you have an office, 20 steps away from all of that equipment, that doesn't mean you can necessarily find the time or the motivation. The proximity doesn't always work out to meaning about actually doing it.
Not always. But, I still love to be out there and on the floor and teach classes and swim and do all that stuff. So I try to stay, training and teaching the classes, because if I don't have that, then I'm no good behind the desk, honestly.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of truth to that, but that doesn't stop people from convincing themselves otherwise. The mind is a very powerful thing.
Right.
We had a motivational speaker. I use that phrase lightly because I don't like it, but we had a guy by the name of John Bates that we hosted with Hickory Point Bank yesterday for an hour-long lunchtime webinar about leadership, and he talked about some really interesting things, Angela. He goes into evolutionary traits and neurobiology and why people do what they do. And there was a lesson, I think, to be learned as far as people having a hard time pulling the trigger and getting out there and getting motivated to work out. And basically your old brain versus your new brain and the way the mechanics work and how communication isn't logical as much as we would like it to be. That old brain, that old flight or fight, the things that you can you feel in your gut or you convince yourself, even though it doesn't have a language to speak to your new brain to spell it all out for you. I think a lot of that convincing ourselves not to do something exists inside of that old brain.
I do too, and I think once you start making the convincing or the excuses, I like to say, it's a lot easier to continue those excuses day after day after day. I notice that in myself sometimes. I'll be like, oh, I really don't want to work out today. And then it becomes kind of like a snowball effect. And then after about 4 days, my body hurts because it hasn't done anything. So it's kind of the opposite, where some people who work out, they hurt because they work out. I hurt because I don't. That makes sense.
Yeah, I get that. No, it makes perfect sense. But I think for most people, that old brain, it doesn't communicate with you. You don't know why you feel the way you feel. You just know you feel it. And it's not even so much as an excuse. It's more about conditioning that old brain to think about things in a different way. And the more comfortable you are and the more repetitive you are, you get into that rhythm of doing it, and it's easier to do. But, man, you get out of whack, and it's hard to sort of get yourself, we're kind of hardwired to talk ourselves out of things.
And I agree. And I think it's a lot easier to talk yourself out than to get yourself back in. It takes like a couple of days to get out of it. And then it takes, several weeks to kind of make it a habit again. And it's unfortunate. You wish you could get back into that habit just as fast as you get out of it.
Yeah, especially when you don't really understand why your own brain is telling you that, because there's not adequate language. I was also reading an interesting study yesterday about how so much of not only the media, but health organizations and the government is obsessed with weight versus health. And that it isn't an automatic connection, that not everybody who is weighs a little more is unhealthy, that we've attached way too much importance to just the idea of weight loss versus being in better shape.
Absolutely. And that is something that I'm trying to bring home to my clients in my nutrition program, is that scale and that number. What do you want it to say? And if it says what you want it to say, is it going to make you happy? Or then are you going to say, oh, well, then I can lose another pound or another 2 pounds? It's all about how you feel, how your clothes fit. And it's the body fat. It's not the weight. It's the body fat composition that is, to me, the determining factor of whether you're healthy or not. Not what the scale says, not the weight, not that number that everybody just has ingrained in their brain that they have to be. So that's kind of a mindset that I'm trying to change with some of my clients in the nutrition program.
Absolutely. And the idea that you don't have to diet the way we perceive a diet to be. It's not about starving yourself. It's not about eating, cardboard. It's a matter of putting in the right stuff and then putting out the right amount of output. And that's what happens. Even the idea that for how many years have we talked about BMI?
Exactly. And, that's just, it doesn't mean anything. Not if you're doing it the right way. I mean, you're 5'9" and you should weigh this or this. No, you can weigh more than what they say, because your body fat is that determining factor. If you're healthy enough, that the BMI doesn't mean anything. We don't even talk about it. It comes out on our in-body, and I'm like, this is not important.
Decades and decades, body mass index was an indicator of health. And if you looked at, I remember reading years ago that Sylvester Stallone, at like the height of his, peak physicality, was considered obese on a BMI level because muscle weighs more than fat. And he was in the wrong column, which you think that's crazy.
Right. And I always say that, I'm a Walter Payton fan, and it was the same with him. And nobody would say that Walter Payton was fat or unhealthy. Same with Sylvester Stallone. Nobody's going to say that. I bet Arnold Schwarzenegger would be in the same boat, honestly.
Yeah, and if you look at some of these survival people and even people who are involved in some of these other areas, I remember thinking this, the very first triathlon that I covered when the Rodney Miller triathlon started, I remember showing up very early that morning, not to compete or participate, but just from a news perspective, and I could not believe all of the body types I was looking at.
I know, and it is amazing. And I know when I was running half marathons, it is amazing the different body types and the way people run. And it's just just because you don't look the way society thinks you should look doesn't mean that you're not in shape or healthy.
Yeah, and I think that's an important note, and leading into the conversation about one of the strengths, I think, of the YMCA is the fact that anyone, and I mean anyone listening right now, could come to the Y today and take a tour, and if they can get past that anxiety of the threshold of the front door and their own concerns, we all have them, I'm going to look out of place, or everybody there is going to be very fit. And one of the most comforting things about being a member and looking around at your fellow members is that there's someone that looks just like you. This isn't some sort of Muscle Beach kind of thing where you're going to show up and be out of place. No matter where you are in your journey, even at the very beginning, you're going to see people that look just like you.
Absolutely. And, you know, our goal is to try to make everybody feel as comfortable as they possibly can coming into the facility. Some people can do that on their own, but if they can't, you know, they can call me or Austin, and we can set you up with some orientations with trainers and make you feel comfortable and know what you're doing. And you know, you don't have to have a trainer for your whole life. Sometimes, you know, you just need a few sessions. I mean, right now we're doing orientations for free, 3 half-hour sessions. And then if you decide you want to continue to go on with the trainer, you can. Otherwise, we'll send you on your way and hope you feel comfortable. And if you don't, you can always just look us up.
All right. Here's one of the things that I think is important that I've been thinking about recently, because the way our minds work also is that we decide, oh, my God, I've got a 30th class reunion coming up, or oh, the pools are going to open. And we go for these short term, drastic temporary changes, you know, because we think that's the way to go, and instead of going over small sustained changes. And you got to have the right attitude going in, I think, for your expectation levels for success.
Absolutely. And you know, to me, it's a lifestyle change. It's not something that you do for the 3 months in the summer and then the rest of the 9 months you just hibernate and do nothing. It's going to be a lot easier to maintain if you just do it throughout the year. And I mean, that's a mindset that you have to change in those people, but you see it all the time. Oh, yep, swimsuit season, beach season, reunion, whatever. I got to get in there for 3 months, look good, and then I'm done until the next summer. No, make it a lifestyle change so it's easy for you to maintain.
Well, I think that's what the guidance.
Easier.
Easier, yeah, that's the guidance. I mean, I want people, no matter what the motivation, even if it is in their minds a short-term goal of wanting to look a certain way for a certain thing, I think the benefits of having a trainer, the benefits of having a nutritionist, the benefits of having a camaraderie and a family at the Y is, even if that's your motivation to start, I'd rather people do that, but then learn it's not about that short-term thing, and that's what you guys are great at doing as far as walking people through that whole process.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe you would need to make several short-term goals, and I do believe in several short-term goals to get to that long-term goal, because, you know, you need rewards. You need to, and you also need to award yourself when you make those short-term goals, and that's life. I mean, you got to pat yourself on the back when you do something great. People always seem to find the negatives, you know. It's like, look at the positives, not, you know, don't focus on the negative. There is a positive out of everything that you do during the day. Everything. You can find a positive.
Absolutely. Stay safe and keep motivating people. And if people want to take a tour of the Y, the best way to do that, I mean, I guess they can just stop in, but they can certainly call. And I would really highly encourage that tour, you know, because there's so many people, everyone out there that gets intimidated by things or they talk themselves out of things because of their own comfort level. And I think if you just walk through that wellness center, you walk through the facilities, you see the aquatic facility, you see all of the things that there are there, you're going to have your comfort level jump way up when you see that you're not going to be, that you'll fit in, that there are people there that look just like you, same start to their journey just like you, but the most important thing is taking that first step.
Absolutely, and we're happy to let some of our people know that we are bringing back our Pedaling for Parkinson's class here in May, so we're excited for that. So we can bring those people back, and if they want to come in and get registered, they can do that.
All right. And the web address, if people want to find out about more or anything that we've talked about today or just as a way to contact you guys, what is it?
So DecaturYMCA.org, or you can call Michelle Patterson at 872-9622 extension 121, and she will get you registered for the Parkinson's class, or same number, you can call me, extension 112, and we can get you set up for some orientations as a new member.
All right, Angela, have a great weekend. We appreciate you as always, and thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.